like in the process of like with the gopis, Vrindadevi was there and Vrindadevi giving this mantra. So then that is his question now. So what are we doing? What is this that we're doing? Are we doing like speculation or unauthorized or what? So I don't know anything, but I can say something as I believe maybe maybe a speculation, but Vaishnava is there anyhow to correct, so no problem. We know that without Guru, then really everything is like you're doing really is of not so much of value. So in spiritual life, we know this is first thing. In the 64 Angas of Bhakti, of course, it says there, the first one is Guru Padarshrai. Then after that, then take Diksha, then Shiksha. So this is like elementary, like principle. So like in everything we do, there's always that principle of Anugatya. You don't do independently, you don't do by your own, like whatever you think or that you do, but everything under guidance. So we see in the process of Diksha, then there's a guru that you accept and guru gives mantra. Ultimately, by this mantra, then one gets Sambandha Gyan. And then when you say Diksha, two things are there. Divya Gyan and then the removal of all the anarthas and sinful reactions. These two things. So in whatever process that we're doing now, sadhana, like all these vratas that we're doing, we know that this is only to remove all anarthas, free us from all like impediments to bhakti and all our like sinful reactions to our sinful activities, and ultimately to establish us in our actual like loving relation with Bhagavan. So now we have this Katyayani Vrat. This month is is there in our calendar, and we see some Vaishnavas are following, some are not following, and we know, as Vaishnava explained, this is not for everyone, but someone who is aspiring for Madhura Rasa, then they will feel, then they want to do this. And of course, we have to understand there's also some levels to that. It's not someone following this because they are thinking that they're in the level of the gopis. But as we has already been explained, we are following this because by this type of vrata, then one is able to worship Swarup Shakti, this channel of Yoga Maya, Mahamaya, ultimately to Srimati Radharani. By doing this, then we will be free from Mahamaya and we'll be connected to Yoga Maya. And ultimately, we become a servant of Srimati Radharani and serving in that world. So this far. And if you look at our activities, what's our activities for this vrata anyhow? We're doing kirtan. It's the same activities we're doing in like almost like every year. It's just a matter of the name. Oh, now this vrat, but it's the same activity. And we know Vaishnavas are very expert in enlivening the devotees to feel like, oh, something new. But it's the same thing. And ultimately, although we say the same thing, ultimately it's really connection to our eternal like dharma. So now in this, for example, in this Katyayani Vrata, the unique thing here is really by this vrata, there's really by this we can really appreciate what is the nature or all the conceptions of Madhura Rasa. Like really, by hearing about these pastimes and by performing this, then we get to understand, oh, really, what is this Madhurya Rasa is all about? So then, because only in this time, then you can appreciate, oh, what is this Purva Rag? Why are these gopis feeling like this? They're becoming mad, even though they're like 3 years old, but now they're becoming mad for Krishna. They want to have that like very close relationship. They want to have this like intimate relation. And therefore, we know Vrindadevi came and gave the mantra. And ultimately, by this mantra, then not only they, later on, they attain Krishna, their desire is fulfilled by Krishna, but before that, they get to associate with the Nitya Siddha Gopis. And really perfect their moods, their moods of this Madhurya, this moods of Shringar. So, now back to like the importance of this mantra. Vaishnava has explained, actually this mantra is Nitya Siddha. It is eternally perfect. When mantra is given, even if you don't understand, the effect will be there. But this is the thing we have to appreciate. Because anyone can just also take mantra and then they may say, oh, no need guru, I'll just research this mantra and I'll chant. But one thing, as Mahaprabhu has shown, he got mantra, we may say he got mantra, his sannyas mantra from a Mayavadi guru. Like externally, we may say Keshav Bharati is like from the Mayavad like line. But actually, we have to understand that before he even gave the mantra to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu also repeated the mantra to him already. And along with that is actually the proper conception. And so when he gave Mahaprabhu the mantra, it's not really with the conception of like taking that from the external that he is Mayavadi. What I'm trying to say is that the difference between someone who may take mantra without some guru giving, and someone taking mantra from the actual guru, is that the one receiving mantra from a guru will have the perfect conception of that mantra. And so, like for example, this Katyani Mahamaya Mayogini Adhishwari Nanda Gopasutang Devi Patime Kurute Namaha. The gopis, they already have that mood. And it was given by Vrindadevi. When they're chanting this mantra, we know, they know, they have the sambandha gyan, they have everything. They're perfect. Now, take the example of a sadhak in this world. You may chant this mantra, but without a guru, really, how the real mood to chant this mantra will come? And without that, really, what is the value of chanting this mantra? Although there may be, because ultimately, this is mantra, there will be some effect. But it will not be like the highest, like the perfect effect. As when this mantra is received, or when Vaishnavas in that proper mood is making people like understand. He may not present that, oh, I'm giving this mantra and like this, but because this mantra is perfect, but now he's just, it's there, like Vrindadevi giving, and it's there in Bhagavatam, but now we may accept it, but without the proper conception, it's like a treasure that is locked. So therefore, it's very important to be under proper guidance. And for someone who may be following Katyani Vrata, it's not just enough to chanting and really like not with the proper conception. So what is proper conception? Just briefly, I want to just like bring this point that for one, they are asking or they're praying that Krishna becomes their pati. Really, that is the goal of this. And when we say pati, mostly the idea of people is husband. Although this has already been explained so many times, that pati does not just mean husband. Because pati is a general thing, it generally means a master, your maintainer. When we pray to Bhagawan, he's Jagat Pati, he's the master of the universe. So you know, you don't really say, oh, he's the husband of the whole of everybody in the universe. Oh, but we're telling that he's the master. But especially now understanding that they are in this mood of Madhurya Rasa. In Madhurya Rasa, there is this like the intensity of or the uniqueness of this Madhurya Rasa. There are like five rasas. All the other rasas are in Madhurya Rasa. And Madhurya Rasa stand out because ultimately in Madhurya Rasa, that is the only rasa where the person with that kind of rati, he can give everything to his beloved. I mean, like his whole body is for the beloved. Meaning, like fully in that conception that I am yours, you are my master, you're my everything, like this. So in this world, the highest conception of the like mundane understanding for that could be like that situation when the lover and the beloved, like they offer each other and they become married. Oh, I give myself to you, and the other one, I accept you as my wife and I accept you as husband. That is like maybe in this world, like the highest like conception of like approval that we are together now. So in this situation, actually the gopis, they just want that, oh, Krishna becomes will accept me as my like my maintainer, my all in all, like this. So and they're very young, like only 3 years old. They know, as Srila Gurudev explained, it's like a tradition, like oh they see like oh when someone love each other then they become married. And it's like a show that, oh, I have been accepted. So they just want like, oh, we hope Krishna will accept us. Like in marriage, he will accept us like this. But it doesn't really contradict, because we, as all of us know, we're very educated by Srila Gurudev, that never in the gopis or in Braj, that there is this swakya relation. I mean, like that the desire to be married, like this, or even, and really, even the desire is there, but Yoga Maya will not arrange this, because in Braj there's always the parakya, and by this parakya mood, then this prem becomes like no bound. So in this situation with the gopis, that they're very young and they just desire that oh Krishna becomes like my pati. And they say, even if they desire, oh, Krishna becomes my husband, it is still not really like a fault, because that is just, because they're just young and they and this is actually one thing we have to appreciate. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that at that time, they don't really, it really shows their mood, really even as like in the parakya, because say, oh, we want Krishna to become our husband. But even if he doesn't need to follow all the rules, like because at that time he's very young, he hasn't even got the Upanayan Sanskar. Usually marriage can never is unauthorized if before that. So they said, but no, like we want, you know, Krishna will accept us, disregarding all this. And also another thing in this mantra. One way we understand is when we say Nanda Gopa Sutan Devi Patim Me Kurute Namo, is that oh we pray that Nanda Suta Krishna and Devi Radharani becomes our pati. That is one understanding, and that is really reconciling like the mood, like especially the Gop Manjaris, that they don't want this direct relation with Krishna. But another understanding also with this mantra, as Vishwanath Chakravarti explained, he said, when you say Nanda Gopa Suta Devi Pati, actually this Devi, We know Dave means enjoyer of Rasalila, like in our Damodar Astakam. So many there, it's been repeated. Namo Deva Damo Dharananta Vishnu. Like, let's explain what meaning of Dave. Dave meaning, or Devatubhyam. So meaning someone who's very playful. The playful divinity is Dave. And ultimately meaning someone who is enjoying in all this like Rasalila, like this. So that's Dave. When it becomes like an adjective, then it becomes a Devi. So what kind of pati? A Devi pati. So Vishwacharya Thakur, he said, Devi pati, they're actually praying that Krishna becomes their Devi pati. Meaning his pati, even if they say husband, but not like any other husband. Meaning he's that husband who can accept all of us. Like he said, you know, there's so many of us, and he can enjoy, like we say Devi, meaning he can enjoy with so many women, like this. So that kind of pati, he's not bound according to the rules of marriage. So this is like also like parakya mood. So there. Sometimes we hear devotees who said, "Oh, we don't chant these mantras," or if you want to chant these mantras, you change it to upapati. But actually, that's already a hidden way of praying. When you say Devi pati, that's actually upapati. So that is one conception. Now, so I'm telling all this because by the mercy of like Vaishnavas who's really in the line of Mahaprabhu and fully understanding this conception, we may be able to chant these mantras, but by their help, all these proper conceptions can come. And if you're doing this, like chanting this mantra, then you're fully understanding in the proper mood. So sometimes, like for us, we aspire to become, like as Srila Gurudev inspired us, we only want to become maid servants of Srimati Radharani. And we know, as far as Madhurya Rasa is concerned, there's two kinds. There's Sambhogi Chamayi and Tatad Bhavi Chamayi. But this is one thing that we have, that we can appreciate also by this Katyani Vrata time. Because all these things are generally being explained. That when we talk about Madhurya Rasa really meaning that rasa that you want, that you're tasting, based mainly really on sambhog, union with Krishna. The sambhog is really the main, like unique feature or like the primary desire of someone in Madhurya Rasa. They want to have like union with Krishna. But how to experience that happiness of union, then that is now in two ways. One is directly as the Sambhog Ichamayi, that directly they want or independently they go to Krishna and they're meeting. So that's one kind. But another is they experience this happiness of meeting only when Srimati Radharani meets with Krishna. So these are the moods of those Tatat Bhavi Chimayi. So it doesn't mean like, oh, we never want to meet with Krishna. Actually, the manjari is they have the same, they feel the same mood as Srimati Radharani. And Radharani, of course, wants to meet with Sri Krishna. He wants to please Sri Krishna in that meeting. So the manjaris are in the same mood as her. They don't want to meet Krishna directly. But they want to meet with Krishna, but this is only satisfied when Srimati Radharani meets with Sri Krishna. And therefore, they're arranging everything that Srimati Radharani meets with Krishna. And in this way, their desire is fulfilled, is satisfied. They're also meeting with Sri Krishna. So when we talk about Madhurya Rasa, that desire for meeting, that desire for sambhog is there. And this is the primary characteristic of Madhurya Rasa. Otherwise, if not there, then really, what's the difference between an ordinary dasya, someone with indasya rasa? So, in the case of following Katyanivrata, I know many devotees, they would ask, like, for example, every day we're chanting all these mantras and we're praying that, oh, may this, when Krishna accepts this achaman, then we get to taste like his lips like this, or like oh, there, you may say, oh, what is this? This is not tatadbhav ichimai. This is like, oh, sambhog ichimai. Then we just have to understand that, oh, this is the mood of Srimati Radharani. And we're praying that, like this, because these things, it's not we invented this. This is from Srila Jiva Goswami himself. And he has written this. He himself is a manjari. And he has revealed this to this world. So it's not that also we're only taking this independently. Actually, you may follow Katyanivrata and speculate on how to do. You may do that. Or you may try to follow Katyanivrata and follow according to directly how our Goswamis has written. And so they have written exactly all the mantras as well. And that's there, is written in Gopal Champu or Ananda Vrindavan Champu. So then the question is, if really we're following in the right mood. And that's why there's a very important emphasis that we follow externally according to our Guru Varga is telling, but most importantly, follow in the proper mood. And the only way to be able to follow in proper mood is really get or do this in proper guidance of a real Vaishnava, who himself is absorbing that in the particular like lila. And so we are very fortunate that Vaishnava is so merciful. They have opened this facility and this chance that we can do such a vrata. This is not open like everywhere. This is a very private thing, and this is open to us. So with this, I'm trying to just express my appreciation and somehow hopefully have answered Prabhuji's question. Vanchakal patru vishcha kripa sindhu eva cha patita nam pavani vishnu.
Om Agyananti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Neham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanu Kapravram Rajras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Rupanam Shri Guru Charanam Mande Ramana Pristai Bhutale Rupanu Kapaktidam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sadhikar Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my hand of pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters. Tlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj and Tlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Goswami Maharaj to entire Rupanand Gauriya Guru Varga to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. And to this auspicious holy month, wherein we are observing this Katayani Vrata, this worship of Katayani Devi. So the question asked by the Vaishnavas is that we've been receiving so many mantras, but how are we realizing our relationship with these mantras? And In which process are we supposed to chant these mantras? What is the source of these mantras? And so many things. How are these mantras assisting us in following the rest of the limbs of pure bhakti? How are they helping us? So we hear that every line, every sampradaya has a different view on all the mantras. So how are we to reconcile? Like we say, beginning from the Brahma Gayatri itself, everyone chants this mantra, all the four sampradayas. And they all have different views. Even the smartas, they chant this mantra. They say, the smartas, they're panchopasaks. They worship five deities. They worship the sun god. They worship Ganesh. They worship Durga, Surya, and Vishnu. So then they say that this Brahma Gayatri is a mantra meant for worshipping the sun god, they say. And Savitur Varenyam can also mean worship of Lord Shiva. So in this way, they're all worshipping in different ways. But ultimately we hear that this Brahma Gayatri is actually the mantra of Srimati Radhika herself. Because here, Srimati Radhika, she is the Urja Shakti of Krishna. She gives life to everyone. And she gives the light to the sun god. She is the source who gives light. Therefore we hear that Rishabhanu Maharaj himself, he is actually a manifestation of the sun god. I mean, the spiritual world is the eternal father, Srimati Radhika. So we hear that the sun god himself took shelter of Rishabhanu Maharaj to worship Srimati Radhika. Because the sun itself receives its effulgence and light and everything from her. She is the Swarup Shakti of Krishna. But we see that the other sampradayas, they worship, they chant this Brahma Gayatri with different moods, different views. And we see also like when we chant our Guru Gayatri also. No, we say that Sri Guru is who? He is that personality gives ananda to who? To Krishna or Krishna? Who? Is it just Krishna or Krishna? So here we say that Krishna means Krishna himself, but Krishna actually means Srimati Radhika herself. Like there is Shyam and Shyama. So Shyama is Srimati Radhika herself. So here we hear that Sri Guru is that personality who gives happiness to Krishna, to Srimati Radhika herself. This way, how? Like even during our initiation ceremonies also. No, Gurudev would always say that. When he'd initiate us, he'd say that. Saying, I'll meditate on Sri Guru as a teenage gopi. Like that. He would always say that, Gurudev, when he'd give initiation to others. So here we see that Sri Guru in that form, he gives happiness to Srimati Radhika as a teenage gopi. Therefore, he is Krishna Nanda. And then we chant these other mantras also. This Gaur Gayatri. Even when we chant the Gaur Gayatri, this question was asked previously by the Vaishnavas. That why is this name, which name of Mahaprabhu is most important? Because normally we always chant Krishna Chaitanya. And not like Sachinandan, Gaur Sundar, Gauranga. When we chant the Panchatattva, we address Mahaprabhu as Krishna Chaitanya. So is Krishna Chaitanya the name of Mahaprabhu? Vaishnavas, they ask this question, no. Because everywhere we address him as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't necessarily address him as Gauranga or Sachinandan. So here, even when we chant the Gaur Gayatri also, we see first, we chant the name Chaitanya first. But then, we chant the name Vishwambar. So here we see, first when we say Chaitanya means he is like the supreme consciousness. He is the living force of the entire world. And then when we say Vishwambar, we say that he is the support of the entire world. He nourishes the entire world. How does he nourish the entire world? He nourishes the entire world with his prem. Therefore he is Vishwambar. And then finally, at last, we say he is Gaura. He is Gauranga. Gauranga means who? Gauranga means Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Sarupam. He is Krishna himself who is covered by the complexion and mood of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, he is Gaur. He is Gauranga. So here we see there is Chaitanya first, and then Vishwambar, and then Gaur, Gauranga. So the culmination is the name Gauranga. And we hear also when we're chanting these mantras, normally, you chant with the sense of relationship, sambandha, and then we see that Even the sannyas leela of Mahaprabhu is actually a naimitik leela. It's not nitya leela. In the spiritual world, in Shweta Dweep, Mahaprabhu does not take sannyas there. There may be a conception that Mahaprabhu, maybe he is a sannyas. There may be some conception like that. But in his eternal form there, he is Sachinandan Gaur Hari there. All his associates are together with him in Navadweep there. And even if there is like a prakosht, like Jagannath Puri, where Mahaprabhu is like a sannyasi, then it is like Golok, where Mahaprabhu is worshipped as God. But here in Navadweep Shetadweep, there is Naravat Leela. There is Nitya Leela. So therefore we see Nitya Leela, he is always addressed as Gauranga. So therefore when we chant this name, we must always think this way. That Mahaprabhu, although he is Chaitanya and Vishwambar, in the end he is Gauranga. And then even when we chant the Gopal mantra also, there are three names of Krishnas. There's Krishna, Govinda and Gopijana Vallabh. So we see that according to one sambandha, one will have ruchi towards one particular name. Like if one is in Sakyaras, he will think, oh, he is my beloved Sakha is Krishna. This will be his relationship. But he is also Govinda and he is Gopijana Vallabh, he will think. Means although my Sakha is Krishna himself, he is also Govinda. And he is also Gopijana Vallabh. He is also dear to all the cows, calves, and he is also dear to the gopis. In this way, he'll just have like some relationship with those names. And one in Vatsal Ras, he will think, oh, my Krishna, he is, oh, my beloved son, he is Govinda. He is always giving pleasure to all the cows, calves, to all of us. But he is also Krishna, all attractive, and he is also Gopijana Vallabh. He is the beloved of all the gopis. That will be the relationship. And one who is in Madhur Ras, he will think, oh, my beloved, he is the beloved of all the gopis. He is Arkanta, Priyatam. He is Gopijana Vallabh. At the same time, he is also Krishna and he is also Govinda. So this way, according to one's particular rasa, they will chant this mantra in different ways. And we see even in the Kamgayatri itself, Sambandha, Abhideya and Pravachan is present there. Sambandha, Abhideya, Pravachan, its entirety is present there in the Kamagayatri. Because normally when we speak of Sambandha, Abhideya, Pravachan, we speak about Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. No. Like Kaviraj Goswami, when he was writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, oh, I'm writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita by the permission of Madan Mohan, by the inspiration of Govinda Dev, and I'm writing about Gopinath. So here we see that Sambandha Dev is Madan Mohan, and Abhideya Dev is Govinda, and Prayojan Devata is Gopinath. So when you chant the Kamagayatri, they're present there also. Because who is Madan Mohan there? He is the all-attractive personality. So when we chant the Kamagayatri, his name is mentioned there also. He is Cupid, he is Kamdev himself. That is Madan Mohan. So then when we chant this name in this regard, then we get some Sambandha. And then we say, who is Govindadev in this mantra? He is Ananga also. He is attracting the hearts of all the Cupids. He is attracting the hearts of all the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika. Govindadev is actually he who has the five arrows, actually. That's the personality there, Govindadev. With these five arrows, what are these five arrows? His glance, his smile, his curly locks of hair, his murali, his flute, his pitambar. With these attractive features, he attracts the hearts of all the gopis in Srimati Radhika. So this is Govindadev. And then finally, when we speak of Gopinath, he is this transcendental Cupid, the supreme Cupid, Cupid of all Cupids. He is Ananga. So in this way, when we chant the Kamagayatri, we are addressing Madan Mohan, Govind Gopinath directly itself. But still, let's say we receive these mantras like we just read them in a book, or like once one devotee was telling me, we were going on Bhiksha. He said, oh, I want to tell you one mantra, he said. And which mantra, he said? I want to tell you the Gopi Bhav mantra, he said. And I said, where did you receive the Gopi Bhav mantra? He said, oh, I just Googled it, he said. I found it on Google, I'll tell it to you. I'll whisper it in your ear, he said. I said, don't do that, I said, you know. And then he said, where did you get? I just Googled it, he said. So now we can see even the mantras are available on Google, on the internet. No. Even like all these high mantras are available there now. So this way, like, still if you read the mantras like this, then will they have any effect? Or will they just be like words? No. When we chant these mantras, what will be the underlying moods of these mantras? No, like, let's say that, like Krishna himself, when he sent the message to the gopis, when he sent his letter through Uddhava to the gopis, That letter can be understood in three ways. When he sent the letter to Uddhava, Krishna himself, he spoke with one intention. And when Uddhav spoke these words of Krishna to the gopis, he spoke in one particular mood. And when the gopis received this letter from Krishna, they understood in one particular mood. So here are three different moods. How can we understand which mood is topmost? Which mood is like most ideal for us? Like even in the Gita also, there are so many statements of Krishna that without the help of the Guru Arga, we cannot understand. There are so many things that Krishna himself says which have so many different meanings there. Like let's say that someone says that, oh, he is a thief. So if one says he is a thief, means he really is a thief. Then if one says, oh, he is a thief, means, oh, like he's teasing him. And one says, oh, he is a thief, means again, like another meaning. So all these sentences, they carry different meanings. How can we understand? Like once they asked Gurudev this question that in some temples, they would place the deity of Srila Swami Maharaj and then they would play his lecture like on the speaker. And then all the devotees, they would sit in front of the deity and they would listen. And then this way it would seem that Swami Maharaj himself is actually speaking the class like directly and all the devotees are listening. So they asked Gurudev saying that, is this like the same as Swami Maharaj himself being there and like giving class, like when his deity is there and like it's being played on the speaker. So Gurudev said that mood is nice to think that the spiritual master is always present, he said. That mood is very good. But still, he said, when Swami Maharaj is speaking those words, how can you understand those moods with which he's speaking? Right now, those words are only like being recorded and being played. But then when he says certain things, how can you understand by his hand gestures, by the movement of his face, the movement of his eyes, by in which mood he's saying, how can you understand all those things? Unless and until he's like directly present there, you cannot understand, he said. So similarly, like even if like we receive mantras from like any from a tape or like anything, like how can we understand the moods? No. Like sometimes some devotees would tell Gurudev that, oh, I was initiated by a tape recording by Swami Maharaj. And like when Swami Maharaj sent the tape recording, by the time it reached the temple, the tape broke. And the temple president, he would initiate me on behalf of Swami Maharaj. And the temple president fell after that. So then how can I reconcile like if I've received these mantras from Swami Maharaj or not? So then Gurudev, he would say that as soon as like Swami Maharaj sent you that tape, he's actually accepted you as his disciple, he said. But still, he said, if you still have the doubt, I can recite those same mantras to you and revive your relationship with your spiritual master. And then Gurudev would like recite, like speak those same mantras in the ear of the disciple. So here we see that it is so important that these mantras, they come from the a source, from a devotee who has realization of them. No, like every mantra has a predominating deity. Every mantra. This is prapatti ultimately means to surrender onto the predominating deity of the mantra. So how can we know how to surrender? There is nyas, there is sharanagati, there is atmanivedan, there is prapatti. When you're chanting the mantras, you should like think of all these things. So then how are we realizing all these things in our hearts without having received them from an ideal source who has realization in these mantras? No, or else we will only think there are some mundane words. And then when we chant these mantras, we'll only think about mundane things. And like we'll just like sometimes fall asleep. Like Gurudev himself, no, when during the initiation ceremonies, when I speak for myself, like when we received this initiation from Gurudev himself, he spoke. He directly, when he spoke these mantras, he said that. No, that, oh, when you're chanting these mantras, think you're in Vrindavan. And then think you're on the banks of the Yamuna. He said all those things. It's not like speculation. Directly we heard from Gurudev when he like spoke all these mantras. Then like think Krishna's like playing the flute. He would say all these things. Though we may think, oh, maybe we're not even qualified to listen, but still he's giving us like this conception that we should always think in this way and that way. So therefore, if we don't understand, if we don't receive these mantras from the ideal source, then what will be the result? After some days, we'll even stop chanting them. We won't even have any respect or honor for these mantras anymore. We'll just stop chanting them. Like so many devotees, they even stop chanting. And Gurudev would again like recite these mantras to them, and then again he would have them chant. So this way we must never end up like that, like having no ruchi for these mantras. So therefore the gopis themselves, having received this mantra, they themselves are chanting and they're showing us the way that how by properly reciting them in the proper mood, in proper guidance, the mantra devata is bound to appear. There is no way that he will not appear. The mantra siddhi means what? Where are we chanting the mantras to achieve siddhi, perfection? And what is perfection? That the mantra devata will appear. Not that we achieve dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Perfection means, mantra siddhi means he, mantra devata will appear and give us darshan. That's why we're chanting all these mantras. And ultimately, in the spiritual world, we don't even chant these mantras there. Except for like the Gopal mantra and certain seed words, bija mantras, the rest of the mantras we don't even chant in the spiritual world. Like we see Gopakumar, he chanted the Gopal mantra. And then ultimately, when we reach spiritual world, there is no need of these mantras also. There is only Harinam, because Harinam is both sadhan and sadhya. Therefore, these mantras, they're like helping us, like they're purifying us. No, like Gurudev says, we're cooking something, you need all the pots. If you're cooking rice, you need pot, you need some wood to boil, and to boil the water, and then the rice will cook. Similarly, he said, the Harinam is like this rice. And all these mantras, they're like the cooking pots. They're like this wood, fire, and then automatically, this rice will be had. So similarly, without these mantras, we'll never be able to chant Shuddhanam. So in this way, like we're given this idea, this conception that this is how we chant with the proper relationship. Then ultimately we'll realize who the mantra devata is and what our relationship with him is. So this anyhow, we'll hope to listen from the Vaishnavas and get a more very clearer understanding.
Om Gyana Timirandhasya Gananjana Salakaya Chokshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Paditanam Pavanebhu Vaishnavebhu Namo Namaha Namahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaurattisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattara Guna Sri Jiva Gopal Bhattadas Loghunat Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Javaite Vignana Sabhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Saparshad Gaurhari Ki Jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Sanjeev Ki Jai Bhakta Vigna Vinashan Karani Singhadev Ki Jai Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai Sarva Vishvata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev Ki Jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev Ki Jai Jai Kaitanya Vrata Ki Jai Patvangari Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Samavit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Pramanande Hare Bol Now is all are present Vrindavan Dham because there is merciful Guru Pad Padma and unlimited merciful all Rupan Go Vaishnava Acharyas. They are because there is mercy with this, all present. And hearing this glories of all mantras, Now, Sukadeva Goswami, front of Parikshit Maharaj, he is starting this Harikatha, then first telling Narada Rishi, he is meeting with Sadhu Chaturmasya. And they are going time giving one mantra. Narada is chanting and he is meeting with Krishna. Also Dhruva for Narada Rishi giving mantra. Prahlad for Narada Rishi giving mantra. Parikshit Maharaj near Sukadeva Goswami many, many mantra explaining. This mantra, this mantra, this mantra, like this, 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 many. After he is this Kaityani, this mantra also he is telling. Also he is explaining Gopi Git, Brahmar Git, Raj Git, Jugal Git, Venu Git, everything. So now many things. So what is accepting? Which one? He is not telling proper any mantra. He is telling many mantra. Sometimes telling Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, sometimes telling Om Namo Narayanaya, sometimes telling many, many mantras. So what was accepting? But last he is telling, Atman Nirvidya Mananam Ichchatam Akutubhayam Yoginam Nipananitam Harinanamanukirtanam. Sanatana Goswami, he is writing, Krishna Nana Vidokritanesu, Tannama Sankirtanameva Mukhyam, Tatprema Sampad Janane Sayangdrak, Saktam Dura Mata Tama Mata. All Acharya, everybody telling this Mahamantra is everything. Without this Mahamantra, not helpful. Like Gop Kumar gone crossing this Vaikuntha and he is gone Golok Vrindavan. There this mantra not working. There only he is chanting Harinam. And continue everybody chanting Krishna's holy name. They automatically remembering, memorizing. So now this question is arising, this this Vrindadevi, this gopis for giving this mantra. They are Kaityani Vrata time, 1 month, they're doing Vrata and they're chanting mantra, they're following this Vrata, everything. But now, there is Gopi, Deha, and lady's body, now a gent's body, one side, other side, no giving this Siddha mantra anybody. Sukadeva Goswami explaining in Bhagavatam, yeah, Hari Bhakti. Sudhodaya, ya Vishnu Puran, Brahmavitta Puran, many, many places is in mantra is present. Also, Jib Goswami explaining, Rupa Goswami Pruga explaining, Ujjal Nilmani, first he is explaining this mantra. Like 4 or 5 pages, he is explaining. Kavi Karnapur Goswami explaining Mahaprabhu's time in front of him. All are hearing. So Mahaprabhu giving order following for this Vrata? Yeah, Mahaprabhu Parampara, anybody following? This is question, but Rupa Goswami Prabhu, he is explaining, writing, and seriously Jiva Goswami Prabhu writing and big, big explanation. And Kavi Karnapur Goswami process is everything writing. First, how you making ditty, and when, which mantra, what giving Padya, Arga, Achaman, and Pushpanjali, what stuti, how firing Bhoga, everything process is writing. The Mahaprabhu know everything. But now, this question, all are asking, this mantra who give you? Any guru giving? Then this Siddha mantra, Krishna himself, he is going, Bhagavati Purnamasi is near. Shiv Thakur gone, Bhagavati Purnamasi is near. Oh, please give me mantra. Give me Swarup Siddhi. Bhagavati Yogamaya Purnamasi, she is Shiv Thakur giving Gopi Swarup. Krishna for giving mantra, then Krishna chanting mantra, and his dead parents getting life. And kripa plants and growing after a lot of perils growing in Brajdham. Gopis are jealousy, asking, oh, you are giving your disciples mantra, giving us also? Say, Brajamandala, everything is siddha, siddha mantra. Anything, say, no, you giving bona fide mantra him, give us. Bhagavati say, no, no need. You have jealousy within Krishna, and then mantra not working, and no need mantra. But she is not giving. But this time, Bhagavati Vrindadevi, she came and she is giving everybody this mantra. So now she is giving only Vrindadevi, only these gopis, but not us. So all are chanting, then what happened then? Fruit coming, you know? Yeah, doing wrong, going the wrong way. But Srimad Bhagavatam here is explaining Sukadeva Goswami. There is 100 story. All story, all bhaktas, and bhaktas with discussion. And there which mantra chanting? You going in fifth chapter, then there is all mantra. Nishinga mantra and Brahma Gayatri, all mantra, all devata. Until this Varaha, this Kurma, and this Matsavatar, which mantra is chanting, how chanting, everything explaining. Also, this Prachitas talked within Rudra. Then Rudra giving this mantra, Shiv Thakur giving also Prachitas mantra. Many things there. Why he is explaining? Why not explaining one mantra only? So now, this Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu saying, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, Prema Pramartam Mahan. This only Amal Praman, Srimad Bhagavatam. And there is everything. So now, you reading and you hearing this all mantra, then choiceful. There also Ram mantra. Ramlila there present. And Rama mantra also there. Balde Prabhu's mantra, all mantra there. So now disciple accepting mantra or guru giving mantra? All disciples, like Vijay Kumar, Brajanath near, Vijay Kumar and Brajanath, they coming Babaji is near. Babaji giving mantra. Same mantra, both are. But one gone Sakya Rasa, one gone Daishya Rasa. Madhur Rasa. On the other side, Gopal Guru Goswami, or Dhyanchandra Goswami, or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then they're telling, okay, this mantra, this mantra, this mantra, all after you are qualified, then give you sannyas mantra. Not for everybody. Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur, what's saying? My all sannyasi, they are definitely chanting this Kaityani Devi's mantra and Kaityani Devi's Bij mantra. That definitely chanting every day. Their protection for. But he's telling, but he's not giving. He's giving only this Gaur mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal mantra, Krishna Gayatri, giving, but not giving Guru mantra, Guru Gayatri. Then our beloved Param Gurudev is asking Prabhupada, oh, now you giving Krishna mantra, Guru mantra, but you need not giving Guru mantra. Then Guru mantra is for going another Guru's near, or any Acharya's near. Then Prabhupada say, okay, anybody need, they like Guru, and the Guru's mercy for the waiting, then definitely taking, asking, not asking, why giving? So any unqualified, a foolish, a ignorance, people come, then mantra giving, the chanting or no chanting, the understanding, no understanding. But now is no need any training. First is diksha, then you need siksha. All are came on Diksha Guru's near, but he is sending Shiksha Guru's near. He is continue teaching. Then is one day mantra manifesting on Swarup, yeah, everything showing. All things is appears in heart. But no Shiksha Guru, or also Shiksha Guru is not is bona fide, not qualified then. Therefore, Sukhdev Goswami telling many things. After last of time, Parikshit Maharaj now going. Then Uttara came, mother. Mother is asking, oh, 7 days complete now. You are going now. I know. Only few second, a minute. But I am also hearing 7 days, 7 nights Bhagavatam. But what is aim and object, what is goal? I don't understand. He is explaining many things, Sukhdev Goswami, but he is gone already. Now you are present, you are also going. But you are telling me essence, summary, your substance, your mellow, what is I am following. What is good for me and what is correct and perfect and right, proper, just you are quickly telling me, then you go. Then Parikshit Maharaj, he is telling mother near, oh, Krishna is all our beloved lover. Like gopis are accepting Krishna. Same this gopis mood with is you make a relation within Krishna. Like beloved lover, parokya. This bhav. After he's speaking and he's gone. He is not late staying. So Sanatana Goswami, this Brihat Bhagavatamritam, first to end, everything he is explaining, writing. So now he is like he is telling any children is get birth, parents near. After parents sending school, college, university. And after they are now qualified, they are now choosing. Who said I am going? He's now choiceful. He going this science side, yeah, commerce side, art side, yeah, other side he's going. He's choiceful. Before he don't know anything. He know ABCD. He going kindergarten, he don't know anything. But his school came, he is now student. But he is not student. When he understanding and after realization for searching, researching, and he practicing and learning everything, all process and theory, thesis, practically practicing, then his realization after he is now accepting. So Shastra has everything, but somebody going this Sakya Rasa, ya Vatsalya Rasa, ya Dasya Rasa, and somebody like following this Madhura Rasa, but Madhura Rasa has also many side department, not one side. Somebody like this Nitya Siddha's shelter. They are tatat bhavichyamai, manjari bhava vasana. Then they choosing this vrata. Oh, this is very easy, very sweet. And Vrindadevi giving this mantra and Krishna very happy and Krishna accepting. So this is own choiceful, not by force, no pressing. But first time, Guru's near his disciples come, then giving common mantra. This Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Krishna Mantra, Krishna Gayatri, yeah, other things giving. But special giving, Sainyas Mantra, special. After there is about everything, Paramahansa, then no need any mantra. This mantra's level until Vaikuntha. After this mantra not working. Then Sanatana Goswami telling, Krishna nana vidakirtanesu, tannama sankirtanam eva mukhyam. Tat prema sampad janane sayangdrak. But that time only holy name. What name? Oh, Gopala Bhatta Goswami is, he is not chanting Krishna. He is near Radharaman. Sanatana Goswami is near Madan Mohan. Rupa Goswami is near Govinda. Madhu Pandit near Gopinath. But he is same, oh, Krishna. But his sorup, his love and his service, mood, very different. So now is standard. Step by step, gradually, all you crossing, and then chanting deeply this Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri or Diksha Mantra. After that, mantras are, they are showing on sorup and helpful, helping. And helping time, then you thinking, I'm going by bus, you're going by tram, you're going by tractor, a bell, bull car, yeah, footwork, yeah, by your problem. Prabhupada Sri Thakur saying, this journey, not everybody's same journey. You are going this Brajdevi gopis, lotus feet nearby. They are, one moment, they are very expert. They are giving his Krishna Seva for Adhikar and also all mood and all energy, taste, everything. And you going many other, sometime Hanuman near, sometime Nishingadev near, sometime going this Varahadev near, many other near is going. But they giving same thing. Possible the protecting, helping. But therefore Krishna saying you come must be Giriraj Govardhan here. Everybody come go Giriraj Govardhan here. But Giriraj Govardhan not giving everybody same thing. Giving footstep, giving shelter, giving room, giving everything giving. But this mood not giving. Then they came in bank of Jamuna, Jamuna Devi is near. Then Jamuna Devi inviting Vrindadevi. Then Vrindadevi giving this mantra. After they worshipping, then the last of day, Krishna came and meeting and said, 1 year you waiting. This 1 year you meeting within this all Nitya Siddha. But everybody going same. Chandavali side? Yeah, somebody going Sema Bhadra, this side. Yeah, somebody came Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari said. So this is mantra chanting and worshipping and properly, and that all time praying Guru Pad Padma is near. Then Guru Pad Padma, everything is step by step arranging. Like Acharya Srinivas, all Jiva Goswami, all Goswamis are giving order, you all taking books and go distributing and preaching. But he lost books and he's gone born Vishnupur, Birhambi is near. He is hearing Bhagavatam. He said this Bhagavatam class is not good. Then he is speaking after king is telling you not going here tomorrow. You staying here, I am open temple, open center, your room, your everything, you will be here. Then he say, Guru Bhargava's order. But Guru Bhargava giving order, distributing number books. But he is now preaching and he is making disciple. He is, everybody is with him making good relation. After this disciples is giving back his, these books, he already stealing. Anything happen, God is here. But Acharya Srinivas with his meeting, then Birhambir, Dakait is changing and he is complete now getting in this bhakti's line and followers of pure bhakti, parukhya bhava. So therefore telling Gurudev giving Guru Mantra, this mantra chanting and mantras chanting after you will be clean and pure and progress and gradually step by step you going off and then you choosing your line. That time also praying Gurudev near. That time also Gurudev helping, but different way. Like Guru Swar praying Prata Sivanna Vadhipi Dipujam Dinatram Gurum Varabhaya Varam Shantam Smaret Tannama Purvakam. One Srukavit is telling ki Guru is Mahapurush Parikar and Mahapurush. Other side telling Radha Samukha Sangsukting Sakishanga Nivasinim Tamam Satam Vande Si Gurum Param Sukhim. So one side Guru is Mahapurush Parikar, another side Radharani is near and dear is closed. So after mantra chanting and all Nishtha Ruchi Asakti, after Bhav Roti is stage is coming, then is Guru Swarup, Aum Swarup and Krishna Swarup. Krishna meanings common, but who is Krishna? Raj Bihari, Kunj Bihari, Sam Sundar, Radharaman, Gopinath, Vinod Bihari, who is my? Now is common, Krishna, Hare Krishna, common. But Hare Krishna not is common. He is beloved, my lover, yeah, my dear, but who are Swarup? This is his question. But following line, gradually understanding, realization coming. And he is giving the Swarup with his darshan. And giving favorable all sadhana process, everything. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing all songs, many songs. This Saranagati, Kalyan Kalpataru, Jaun Bhavali, many songs, Siddha Pranali, many things writing. But somebody going Siddha Pranali, all songs is singing. One time, this Rup Sanatana Gaudiya Math, this 5 days Rup Goswami is this Sabha meeting. Then another temple Acharya is inviting, they come. They're telling Prabhupada saying this, Saraswati Thakur saying this, not crossing like this, this is speaking is not good. Then Gurudev hearing, after Gurudev giving answer, what? All are not KG class student. No primary student. Somebody now crossing university also, now the PhD, after delete, now after they cross also that way. Then now big research center is present, they're researching many things. So all are not KG class ABCD student. Common order is something, but everybody is not like standard is same. Then what saying? Silence. So now everybody following this Kaitanya Vrata, not possible. Why? They are now insulting, taunting, hating, torturing. This level to they cannot cross. They are not chanting Harinam. They are only commenting and complaining. Their pot inside is lot of garbage, bad smell, sewer, plant, all dirty smell coming. Therefore, they thinking all are like this. They taunting, torturing, commenting, anything, hating their nature. Why? They are not doing bhajan. Bhajan, what bhajan? This bhajan, your mouth to coming these things, your writing, yeah, you are typing these things. Why standard? Where are you? What level you are? Nonsense. Therefore, that things not looking, not thinking. That is not Vaishnava Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Anybody is all time, they have time for insulting, then they are Asa Sangha. Tata Dussangam Usrijya Satsu Sajjit Subuddhimana Santa Ivasya Chindanti Mano Vaisanga Uktibhi. How can I am crossing this Asa Sangha? How can I am getting this Satsanga? How can I am getting this bhajan and bhakti line, a process? Therefore, nobody teaching, nobody helping, only by pulling your tongue. then all time throwing dust and garbage and dirty things. Glorify. What glorify? Oh, this person, this like this bad character, loose character, this thief and this and that. So now you are where? You have this idea, ideal you are professor, your lecturer now. Who is ideal professor? Insulting professor. Taunting and commenting professor. You are principal of Mayadevi's spy. You are now everywhere Google and Facebook and everywhere internet you giving advisement. You are principal of Mayadevi's Evate Kolir Chela. Naketila Golaimala Evate Kolir Chela. So this Kolir Chela which is no need any relation. Anybody what saying, what telling, what doing, this is not our question and vision. All are following Gurupad Padma and gradually how can progress is going. How all are our aim and object? Brajdevi's footstep. How can following? Bhaktum Thakur writing, Kaviraj Goswami writing. What? Gopi Bhav Bina Napai Krishna Ki. Brajabhav without Krishna Smaran Janan Chasya, then Tishtan Braja Samahitam. Tatkata Aratasyasu Kurjad Braja Bhasasada. So the Asasanga Tegei Vaishnavachar. What anybody telling? I am chanting, I am doing bhajan, sadhan. This is very secret and hidden. Therefore, not look at this Maya and Mayadevi's followers. But Bhagavad Bhakta, how many? Very rare. They are very secret, very hidden. They are all time present is nearby Gurupad Padma Vaishnavas, Satsanga. Therefore, their line, all bhaktis program, continue following, non-stop. No need, students are telling, oh, you are learning ABCD, after no need anything learning. They after primary, automatically they are going high school, college, university. Similar, Gurudev giving Guru Mantra, you are chanting after, automatic realization coming, then satsanga, good association coming, everything coming. But this our care, our bhajan, mantra, and bhakti's limbs, what Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing, what Guru Varga accepting, this everything is continue, try to follow. Then his line will be good. Otherwise telling, I take Guru Mantra Diksha, why I am following Rupa Goswami? 64 bhakti's limbs, why following? Why following Namaparad, Sivaparad, Dhamaparad? Gurudev not giving this mantra. I am careless, fearless now. So this is not his line. Line means I am take this mantra. Now Guru Vaishnava is online. In line, not online. Then all Guru Varga what say, my previous Guru Varga what saying, then I am automatically respecting this. Try to following this. Then I am real line. I say, I am my Gurudev giving this much. I am not follow Param Gurudev, no Paratpar Gurudev, no Rupa Raghunath, I am not following. Then I am danger animal, ferocious animal. I am not a Vaishnava line. Diksha meanings he has Dibya Gyan. He is now looking. Who is my God family, Gurudev family? Then he is gradually respecting all are, not looking down. Downstream, downflow, dirty. All time carrying this dirty. And off, parampara, you are follow, then you are understanding. And bliss coming, mercy coming, realization coming. So therefore, everything is for, no need this direct instruction, information, order and advice. Then I am not continue within Guru Varga. I am continue with them, then no need this. All time shaking, hey, follow this, do this. This is right. This foolish and ignorance for dumb people for, then drunkards for need stick and this order. Spiritual life not like this. Spiritual life, mantra, devata, which is relation. Mantra chanting, automatic mantra devata present, and mantra devata all time is arranging everything. God guided by all. But I am now guided by my mind and senses, then I am many things thinking. Oh, my judgment this, your judgment this, but no. What Rupa Guna telling, what Guru Varga saying, what our parampara following, last our parampara end where Brajadevi is near. Until our aim and object and goal and view, Brajadevi's footstep. Tattat bhavetchyamai, manjari bhav upasana. This is Mahaprabhu's line. So first giving diksha, then telling these things. Yeah, every day, Siksha Guru, yeah, Diksha Guru also teaching. Yes, Siksha Guru is all working. Yeah, Siksha Guru is teaching. Shastri is Siksha Guru, Krishna is Siksha Guru, Rupa Raghunath is Siksha Guru. They are teaching. But most important is, all are trying to follow this satsanga. Sajatiya asasnikida sadhu sanga satubare. Bhagavat artha asada sagana rasikaisaho. Important. Now, tomorrow next hearing. Gaur Premanande.